This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Among the bills filed for the regular session is one to amend definitions related to abortion in the state of Louisiana. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
Because medical procedures performed after a miscarriage or the removal of an ectopic pregnancy can be considered an abortion, Representative Candace Newell wants them clearly defined.
We do not want that procedure of making sure that that woman is healthy to be considered or to be misconstrued an abortion.
She says physicians should be allowed to do what's medically necessary when a pregnancy is deemed non-viable,
so that the mother can be healthy and heal and potentially go on and have another child.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Most of Governor Jeff Landry's proposals are about halfway through the process as we enter the second week of Louisiana's crime special session. Louisiana Senate has approved legislation that would allow non-felon adults to conceal carry without a permit, also called constitutional carry. Opponents say the proposed law would make Louisiana a more dangerous state, but Governor Landry says 27 other states have this law, including every state that is around Louisiana.
Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, all states that seem to have better crime statistics than us.
But the governor says if concealed carry passes in Louisiana, it doesn't mean gun owners can have their gun everywhere.
We have gun-free zones. You can't carry a gun in a bar. You can't have a gun on a parade route in Louisiana.
Landry's also backing legislation that would give the state more options to carry out death sentences. The House-approved bill that will be heard in the Senate this week also takes steps to make sure companies that supply lethal injection drugs are not identified. Landry says the state owes it to the victim of death penalty cases to pass this bill.
And the pain and the time that they endure and the resolve that they take for their day of justice is something that the state should fulfill. And that's my position.
Was a busy weekend in sports. No big comeback for LSU's men's basketball team Saturday night. The Tigers rallied from double digits to beat South Carolina and Kentucky. They trailed Mississippi State by 7 points at the half and lost to the Bulldogs. Jordan Wright says it's hard to keep coming back from big deficits.
Honestly, it's tough to do. I mean, you get down double digits every single game, and you want to come back, you want to make a run, but we can't keep digging ourselves a hole, honestly. I mean, yeah, it sounds good when you win, you get down 15, but it's not the way we want to play. It's not something that we want to be known for, you know.
ULM softball had a big weekend with a win over Sam Houston, win over Evansville, and a win over Syracuse. ULM men's baseball team, though, split the series with one game to the team from Murray State. This is KEDM Public Radio.